Okay, so picking up with this Tosos on Lamentas Amud Aleph, it's a very important Tosos, so really a lot of Yesodos here and a lot of issues that deserve our attention. Last week, if I'm not mistaken, we focused primarily on the first two answers of Tosos and tried to explain the distinction between those two possibilities, why one would be over Las Yosan more so than the other. So I think we're ready to now move on. Did we get to the additional reasons? No.
Where are you going with Tosos
then? Inami. Yeah, we're going to pick up in Tosos Inami about, let's say, 15 lines down, 12, 15 lines down. So read a little bit and we'll try to add some Hasbro over here. Inami. Everyone see it? In the Tosos over, in the traditional printing, it's right across from the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah Tzadi Beis. Five words in, 13 lines down.
Mm. Right above Pisgah?
In Tosos, what?
Right above Pisgah on the Rabbeinu Chananu.
Yes, I said in the traditional printing. Does everyone have the place? Does anyone not have the place who wants it?
That was the first word of the line.
First word of the line, Shema Akvim.
It's right above the Mishnah on, in the Gemara.
Okay.
All right, again, 13 lines down in Tosos. Inami. So again, he had the first two suggestions. First suggestion was what? Keep it on the table, make the bracha and pick it up. Didn't like that. So how could you do that? Went into the equivalent of a kli. Totally removed. And he compared it to tefillin. You don't make a bracha on tefillin when they're in their bag or somewhere else. You make the tefillin when it's on your arm, poised and ready to go. So Elamai, what should you do? Misha Yasra, Lito Lulav, Kodem, Shaito Lasrug. Take some of the minim without the final component and make the bracha in that way. By the way, it is said that the Rav reported in the name of his father and grandfather that was their specific practice, to take the lulav and the hadas and aravos, make the bracha, and then pick up the esrog. Okay, why this is preferable over some of the others, we'll have to try to explain. But that is apparently what was said by the Rav in the name of his father and grandfather. That was their personal practice. Okay? Let's go weiter. So you make the bracha over Las Yosan because the mitzvah is not completed until you have all dalad minim. That's the first two answers that we discussed. Inami. Answer number three. Inami. Someone want to read? Dov, you want to get right back in it? New perspective as a
what?
New perspective.
So alternatively, you can make the bracha after you pick both of them up, or you turn one of them upside down, or you turn one of them. So pirkan kishahapu in yotzev mitzvahs el derek yiduasa.
Right. So since the mitzvah is only to take them how
the way they grow,
what would you do here? Take them all. Don't take three out of four. Take them all, but have one or more inverted. So they're in hand. They're all in hand, but they're not taken in the exactly appropriate way. So you make the bracha and you'll flip it over. Okay? Now that should be familiar to everyone because that is the common practice. Look around in shul, that's what you're going to see people doing.
That's the issue.
That's what's recorded in the machzorim. That's the instructions that are given. Take the esrog pointing upside down, make the blessing, turn it over.
Yeah. So that the point
that's another answer, right? That's before we get to that. Let's make sure everyone's got it. You got it, Chaim? So Tosfos gave three answers so far. The first answer is, how is taking lulav and esrog done over Las Yosan in terms of the blessing, in terms of the bracha? Remember, all brachos on mitzvahs have to be recited over Las Yosan prior to the performance of the mitzvah. Not in progress, ideally, and certainly not after. So in the case of lulav and esrog, since the whole mitzvah is performed by merely picking up the lulav and esrog, I'm a little bit stuck. What am I going to do? It's not like a Hanukkah candle where I could light the shamash, hold it in my hand, make the bracha, and then light the other candle. Here, as soon as I grab hold of the object, the mitzvah is completed. So the first answer is, you know what, leave the stuff on the table, make the bracha and pick it up. Tosfos says, you know, that's not so mustaber. Why? And we used the approach of the Ritva last week to explain the potential concern here, and that is that the bracha is supposed to be mekadesh the maisa, supposed to give context to the maisa. That's the Ritva's lashon. So if that's the case, you need a maisa to show what the bracha is going on. Otherwise, it's not nikkur, again, Ritva's lashon, not nikkur what the purpose of the bracha is. It looks like you're just making a bracha the alma. So when the item is in hand, second answer, when the item is in hand, then you have that, as opposed to just simply qualifying what you're doing by making the bracha. That would be enough, even if I made the bracha while the item is on the table. Yeah, that's a good point. The way we've explained it, and the way we're explaining it now, and I think we made this point last week, that according to the first answer, it really wouldn't make sense to make the bracha at some later point, perhaps, because the mice is already underway. As opposed to the second answer, it could be that you can make the bracha, I don't say afterwards, but certainly in progress, you'd still have that. Right? Now, the mice, we do hold that a bracha, a mitzvah that has a mice, nimshaches, you could still make the bracha. Right? You didn't make a bracha on putting on your tefillin, but you still, every moment that you're wearing tefillin, you're doing the mice. So yeah, you can make the bracha. Same thing with your tzitzis. Every moment that you didn't make your bracha before you put on your talis, you can continue to make the bracha when you caught on that you didn't do it. And you have this even practically. What happens when people put on talis and tefillin before the zman? So I'll put on tefillin, I have it on, and it could be that the zman comes about while it's on, so now they're doing the mitzvah. They don't stop right in the middle of what they're doing and make the bracha the first moment that the clock strikes, and the minute that you could put on, you have to get to an appropriate spot. So either you do it at the end of davening or by shtabach, you know, different customs as to how to deal with that. But be that as it may, you're still already wearing the mitzvah, as it were. You're doing the mitzvah. But since it's a mitzvah nimshaches, since it's a mitzvah that's ongoing, so you're right. I don't have a bracha over la'asiyal son on everything that was done before, but everything from here, la'aba, is considered over la'asiyal son, l'gavet is bracha. I mean, there are other mitzvahs like that as well. If you know, I guess we could think of some of them, mitzvah nimsheches, it's called a mitzvah that's ongoing. Third answer. So we have two answers. You got the first two answers? First, which Dov just read. Third answer. That what?
Picking up upside down.
No. Is that what you said? Sorry. Yeah. Take one of them upside down. Shalok kederach kedilasan. Obviously, the esrog is the easiest one to negotiate. You can't flip over the... Although in the Ritva, it's mashma, he's saying flip over the lulav. But over here, he doesn't specify. Lashon HaTos is not specific to any one of the minim. Anyone would likely satisfy this rule. And therefore what?
You're
not yotze because you didn't take it properly. So you make the bracha and then flip it over. All right, let's just go to the next answer, and then we'll come back. We'll try to explain these answers and how they relate to the previous answers. Okay? Now, we'll call it answer number four, I guess. So let's say now you did take a derech kedilasan. Previously we said you took a not derech kedilasan. Now he says, you know what? Even if you did take a derech kedilasan, you took all four of them in their appropriate orientation, as they normally appear in nature. What does that mean?
So even if you take it the way that it did grow, you can have kavana to specifically not be yotze. Or not. Yeah.
So what am I going to do? I'll pick them all up, derech kedilasan, but have another trick that I have to use. I have to bring another tool to the table. I have to use what's generally referred to as negative kavana or negative das. Why? Because even though we generally hold mitzvos ein tzvichas kavana, if I'll have negative kavana, then I won't be yotze. Right? I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. Right? The guy does that. He can't hear you. It's because he's saying I can't hear you. So let's say I pick up the luvanas and I say I'm not really holding it. He's holding it physically. But as far as the mitzvah goes, he's not deeming it a maisa mitzvah yet, because he's having kavana to not be considered holding it. So he'll make the bracha, and then as soon as he finishes the bracha, then he'll have in mind, from this point on, now I'm holding it.
To make this bracha,
that's a rule, that's a given, that's a Talmudic principle.
But as far as the involvement in the bracha,
so that we don't know anything about.
You assume that you need to be involved right now. Except for the second answer.
The second answer seems to feel that it's appropriate to be involved in the Maisa, at least in the early stages of the Maisa, not the whole Maisa, otherwise you would be fulfilling the mitzvah already, right? Before you can make the bracha. Like the ritual's lashon again, it was melubash. He has to be melubash by mitzvah. If he's not melubash in the mitzvah, then the bracha is divorced from the mitzvah.
So I'm understanding, according to all the other answers, why can't it just be on the table and you just say bracha? You don't even have to have it in front of you. As in only the second
say
answer...
It. Second answer doesn't like that.
Right.
Obviously the third
answer...
No. No, the third answer... The third and fourth answers also want you to have the objects in hand.
So they want you, but why? Unless they have the premise that you already need to be involved in the mitzvah.
Okay, well, let's wait. Let's, now you're asking...
Well,
let's,
according to the fourth answer, you're not actually involved in the mitzvah yet.
Not involved in the...
Yeah, but the point is they want, maybe not compartmentalized, but for some reason they all try and want you to have a lulav and esrog, and I don't understand why, unless they all come with the premise that you need to be involved when you say this bracha.
No, not that you need to be involved, but you need to be right before
you... One second, before we beat each other up, can we just focus on one point here? I would like to hear what you have to say. Let's just focus on one point. Let's work backwards, right? Let's take the fourth answer. What was the fourth answer? Dove? Take them? Right. So what am I really saying then? Am I saying I'm not doing a Maisa Mitzvah? Or am I not saying that? Can I say that? Can I say what I'm doing is not the Maisa Mitzvah?
You are doing the Maisa Mitzvah. Okay. You're just not doing it completely.
No, I did it completely.
You're doing the Maisa Mitzvah, you're just not doing it.
I don't. I'm asking you. What is the Maisa Mitzvah?
To pick them up.
Now I pick them up. What I say? No, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah.
Choosing not to be Yotze with this.
I'm sort of saying I don't want this Maisa Mitzvah to be Chal, right? I don't want this Maisa Mitzvah to be Nechshav to a Mitzvah, which means what? What am I sort of holding at bay? The fulfillment. Right, I'm just keeping the fulfillment off. I'm saying, I don't want this to fulfill mitzvah. I did a mitzvah. Right? Like I mentioned before, I light Shabbos candles. I'm a woman. I light Shabbos candles as a woman. I'm normally mekabel Shabbos. So I say, you know what? I'm going to light Shabbos candles, but I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos yet. And now I'm going to drive to shul. I get to shul. Now I'll be mekabel Shabbos. So what am I going to say? I don't want that to be the Maisa Mitzvah? No, that is the Maisa. Because now I get to shul with what am I mekabel Shabbos with the candle that I did before. So what's being pushed back?
I just thought that it was...
Yeah.
I mean,
that's hard to say. How are you going to have that? What's going to change? Just my kavanah? My kavanah made it one thing or the other?
Right.
I mean, it's hard to say that. I understand why you want to say that, but it's hard to say that.
It's like matzah and maror. It's not halachically matzah necessarily and maror until the night. That's when it has its...
Yeah, but that's because there's no chalo shem until the mitzvah exists. So you say, here the mitzvah exists, and this is what the Torah demands, but I don't want it to be that thing which the Torah really says can be used.
Right now, until I want to be yotze with it, it is just a branch. No? It's just a fruit.
It's just a fruit. It's just the fruit with which I could be yotze the mitzvah.
Until I deem I want it.
And now I want it to be a chas l'shel mitzvah? Okay. You're saying that's what changes?
Does that work? Okay. This Torah scroll is just a piece of parchment, and when I want it to be a mitzvah, then I'll stand up.
Right. Torah, for sure, doesn't work like that. Torah is endowed with the status, I mean, for sure. When you write the Torah Lishma, that's a Sefer Torah. There's nothing to do about that. Right, guy takes it out of the Aron, and he says, I don't have Kavanah, I'm carrying Sefer Torah now. And
just a piece of parchment.
You can't say that there, right? So there you'd agree you can't say that.
Right.
That's endowed a certain state of...
That's
right, but you want to say... Let's say a guy eats, I don't know, it's an interesting question. Let's say a guy eats matzah. It's almost impossible because he never could do this, but let's say a guy takes the chas l'shel matzah and he'll eat it on Erev Pesach. But he'll say, you know what? It's okay that I'm eating this because I have kavanah for this not to be matzah right now.
No, the chomer goes in the form. It wasn't just the halacha matzah, it's the form. No.
So that is matzah. Why is that matzah? Because that's the thing with which I could be yotzei the mitzvah tonight. I'm not allowed to eat that erev Pesach. That is the very thing with which I could be yotzei the mitzvah. That's what the iser is on. Because that could be used as matzah.
Right, that's not matzah.
Isn't that matzah?
That's what they use as a reference, but I was hoping that's the form. You're right. That's exactly, you can't use the form. It's not matzah. You have to really go there. It's like the thing which you, which...
Let's say it's now Pesach.
Okay.
It's Tetzvav. Okay. It's Tetzvav Nisan. There's a chalos, shame, Pesach, so now matzah could exist.
Right.
Now what? Can I do that? Can I eat matzah and say, I'm not going to make alachilas matzah because I don't really intend for this to be matzah. I'm going to eat matzah again in a few minutes. Right now, I'm hungry. I'm going to snack on.
You don't change what the food is.
Okay, you don't change the food is.
Pesach, that's what the food is, no? You're not saying it's I have in mind this is a car. Now.
But matzah is a chesed shel mitzvah, no? The only reason why I make alachilas matzah is because it's a mitzvah. No?
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Let's say he picks up the shofar and says, I don't think this is a shofar, but I don't think this is a shofar. And then he blows it. You can tell me not yotze? Let's say he blows it for himself. But he has the whole time, he thinks, I want to do the mitzvah, I know it's Rosh Hashanah, I have das to be yotze the mitzvah, but I don't think this is a shofar, I think it's just a horn.
He's just using words, okay. That's words
of Alma. Yeah, as opposed to picking up the very thing that the Torah said, take today. Take a lulav, a hadas, a maravel, and an esrik. And I pick it up, I say, you know what? It's true that all these things are what the Torah says take, and this is what the Torah defines as an esrik, and this is the Torah of time. But I don't think it's true. I don't have kavana that this is the case. Therefore, it's not a lulav? It's just very hard to say that. It's very hard to say that. I mean, it certainly is not the way we apply negative das to the other cases. Like, let's say, by Kabbalah Shabbos, the lady lights the candles, assuming that she has that negative kavanah. I mean, that's a good example of how it's working over there. You can't say, I'm not lighting candles. No, I'm lighting candles, just I don't want the effect of the candle lighting to take place until a later point in time. That's right.
This is not a
Maisa Mitzvah,
right.
But that I'm not. I don't want the Kiyum to come in yet. I don't want to get the Kiyum yet. I'm listening.
It seems, maybe it's a little bit off topic, but it seems funny that the guy's das could change what effectuated. I was a Kedushin. I did a Kedushin of the Edom. But in mind, I have this isn't a Kedushin. No one's going to tell me that wasn't a real Kedushin.
No, that's not so poshut. That could be a big part of it. But what they witness?
I mean, then you got to throw out the whole witness system.
This is a big problem.
This
is the famous Shiloh. This is the famous Shiloh with the kids that got married. You know, and they... Kids who got married in some kind of a carnival or something. First of all, Moshe has a tshuva like that. What?
This is like...
You know the West Side. So just a sort of contemporary... current application of this issue. Misha Shoal also Chaveiro Ben Ashmashos. Kam Yimei Hasira B'zeh HaLayla. This is in Hilchos Pesach Siman Tav Beit HaSif Dalet. Your friend asks you now, during the period of time where you may or may not be able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, someone asks you, hey, what's the day of Sira? So you tell him, yesterday was such and such. Why? Shim yomer lo hayom kach v'kach, eino yachzor lachzor v'limnos bibracha. You can no longer count with a bracha because that's it. You said today is such and such day of Sira. Aval kodem bein shmashos. But if you ask person before the zman, when it's yesterday, and it's what's tomorrow night or what's tonight, what's tomorrow, and you could say whatever the day is. Someone asked me today, what's tomorrow? What would I say? 21, right? Say 21. I want to make sure everyone's counting Sphere. Right? Say 21. And I could say it all day. Tomorrow's 21. It's meaningless. Why? Because today is 20th day. I already counted that, and I'm yotzei it. Saying 21 for tomorrow is nothing. You ask me before this man, I'm not doing anything. Ask me now during the Zman when I could potentially count. Where am I saying, you'd say, oh, today's 21. If I would say today's 21 at a time when it's possible to effectuate the count to 21, then I might be in trouble. Give me 1 second. She'ein Zman Sphira, ein Bekach Klom. Says the Ramah, Ukshegia Zman Asurin. That's a separate question. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Bear with me for 1 second. Vafil blashan laz vimlo amar hayom. That's a separate thing. Shekar yotza b'zei yidei svir l'man damar mitzvah sein svichos kavana. If you hold mitzvahs don't need kavana, then I could just say today is the 21st day of the Yomer, and that's it. Now you're stuck. Even though I didn't have an intent. Va'afta anan kaim alon svichos kavana, even though we really hold l'chatchilo that mitzvahs do need kavana. Separate issue. Again, we're not taking that sugi up either. I think we may have... Did we discuss that this year or last year? I feel like we did that recently.
Okay.
That the whole sugi of mitzvah saying tzivos kavana? Earlier this year? Vizeh halolo kivein lotzeis. This guy clearly doesn't intend to be yotzei the mitzvah. Right? He's going to daven later and he's going to count sfira. But nonetheless, if we hold mitzvah saying tzivos kavana, at least the chumra over here, now we say, oh, maybe he's yotzei already. But you have another Eitzah. What's the other Eitzah that the Mishnah Berurah gives? Don't just say yesterday was 20. Don't just say yesterday is 20 when a guy asks you at night what's the count for Sfira. But you have another Eitzah. You could tell him the right count. Say today is 21st day of the Omer. Ah, you didn't count yet. You didn't daven Ma'ariv. You were planning to count. How'd you say that? Today's 21st day of the Omer. Trick. What's the trick? Shechavin beferish shalosh lotzeis. I'm saying today's the 21st day in the Omer. But what? I have in mind not to be yotzei. Shalosh lotzeis b'dei asfira. And the Shar HaTzion says zehu lahamagin avram b'seif hakodem ve'el yirab tiretz lafi shehu milsa derabbanan. However, prichadosh. I'm sorry. Am I in the right place? Yes. Nope. No, I am not. Never mind. The Shar Tzion just says that this is the position of Achronim. Who is this? Whose position is this? Achronim. So, I mean, it's a classically held position. He doesn't tell you specifically who it is, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to maintain that you could use that approach.
That's not count. That's just the fact.
Exactly. You counted.
Right.
You did the Maisa.
That's not right.
But I don't want the Kiyum. Can't say I didn't say. Let's say a guy says a full count. Now, then you're gonna have to go ahead and do it again because I can't make the bracha later without another maisa, right? You won't say this like the woman's thing. There's no reason to do that. You won't count the sphere, say the thing, and say, "Oh, I don't have in mind to have the kiyum until later." There's no reason to do that. You don't have the same concern. Concern that you have by the woman's Kabbalah Shabbos that she wants to do Malacha after the Maisa, which normally is Nechshav to be a Kabbalah Shabbos. She says, yes, it's true. I did the Maisa, but I don't want this Maisa to be considered. Say that again?
Let's say I asked you, what do I say? What's the bracha? What's the count? So you told it over. As in that would be a case of where you are saying the bracha.
Yeah,
so. And you are doing the count, but you're not.
So I might as well just do it then.
Yeah. When you do it, you like to sing and it goes slowly.
Right.
I just want to hear it so I can do it quickly.
Right. Yes, you could do that. You could. You could give me a case where a person could say the whole nusach and not be yotze. Yeah. But I'm saying you're not going to have a case where a guy is going to do the action and say, I don't want it to kick in until later. That I'm saying you won't have. That's almost.
The general people say sphere after tzeis.
But let's say it's even the right zman. Let's say it's after tzeis, but I daven later. Let's say that's the way I do it. Let's just say.
Well,
so I'm not going to count now because you asked me and say, you know what, I did it, but I don't want it to kick in until later.
Well, I mean, I understand if people do that when they're davening Bina Shmoshes.
That's Bina Shmoshes, yes. Bina Shmoshes, you have a whole separate thing. Yes, but then they say count again later. Right? Don't they give the Eitzah count again later? That's the whole Shiloh. And as I count now, and if I didn't remember later, then this will work. That's a little different issue. Sort of a conditional count. That is a little bit related. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yes, different question?
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was in the opposite direction.
I think
it was that yesterday was n minus 1 is close to n.
Oh, you said it in that way? You said today, you said
today was n, and I said yesterday was n minus 2.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. You said it like that? You said it mathematically? You told the guy in the mathematical equation?
No, he's just saying it's a different number.
Oh, you were 2 days off instead of 1 day off.
No. Instead of, if today were 10, so you normally say yesterday is 9, so I said yesterday is 8.
I understand. So you were 2 days off.
No, I was one day off. You were telling him the day before.
No, but practically you were 2 days off in your count of what today should be.
No. Because he thought it was day 8.
Yes, I stand corrected. Okay. Yeah, are you back on this? Okay, no problem. Which thing are we talking about now?
I don't see how the sphere occurs, which is a declaration, which is clearly something that's inherently Kavanaugh-based. Because everyone's going to say, if you just said 28...
No, he didn't. No, let's say he didn't... No, he said, today is the 20th day of the Omer. But he had in mind not for that to be counted as mitzvah.
So you're
I understand, because it's not declaring it. As in, when he declares the night of the Omer...
So what makes it a declaration?
That is a Kavanaugh-based action. So that has to be.
So you're saying it only works by certain things?
Yeah, I'm saying that has to be a Kavanaugh-based action. So I can understand if someone says... Someone specifically doesn't have a Kavanah for it, then they're not declaring it. It's like reading out of a book. It's not declaring it. That
but again, the Mishnah Berurah says it works, even though we say mitzvahs don't need Kavanah. Mitzvahs work, even though we don't need Kavanah. This maneuver will work even when we say mitzvahs don't need Kavanah.
That's saying. Mr. Brewer is saying, even if you don't...
Even though we maintain...
I don't see how the sphere case is comparable exactly to the master case.
Because I'm saying you did the... Because you did the mice. No, that's a mice of counting. That's a mice of counting.
Right, but the counting is really declaring the count.
What does that mean, declaring the count?
You have to make it as a statement.
I'm just talking about in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. I said the same exact thing. I refer to today as being day X of the Omer, right? And I did it in two ways. One way I'm doing it and I'm Yotzei. The other way I'm doing it and I'm not being Yotzei. Now, what do you want to tell me the difference is?
Because you can state anything as a fact, but specifically to count Sphira.
No, because when you did it with that.
It's an obvious thing that the Kavana has to
But let's say you didn't have Kavana.
Then you're not
Yotze. No, you potentially are Yotze. That's why we say you can't count the bracha anymore. You ask me what day Sphira is, and I say, oh, today's day 21 of the Omer.
You might be Yotze.
That's right. And that's why we say you cannot make a bracha anymore that night.
Oh, right. I was not aware of that.
So now we're saying, oh, but if you have negative intent, then you don't have to say yesterday was today minus 1. I have two ways to avoid the problem. Yeah. I can either say yesterday was today minus 1, in which case I didn't tell you what would rise to the level of a Maisa Mitzvah. Or I could actually do what would otherwise be a Maisa Mitzvah, but say, I don't want the Kiyam. I don't have in mind to be Yotzei.
Okay.
So, I'd like to make another nafkamina then, because it sounds like this over here is supporting Chaim's initial position that you could have, you could even speak words.
I heard you. I heard your comments about speaking.
Yeah, so I want to make another nafkamina then and say in the realm of contract law, that's where the thought of the heart cannot move.
That's correct. That is correct.
However, this is not contract law. No. This is between you and God. So right. Maybe now you can't go.
Definitely. When it comes to kinyanim and shtaros, we say dvarim shivaleinim dvarim. Unless it's a convention. Unless it's an accepted convention.
But then that's part of built into contract
Exactly. Law. That's built into the way this thing is normally done. That's what I was saying before. When you say bracha v'atzlacha, bracha v'atzlacha means, as far as they're concerned, even though halachically doesn't really mean much,
yeah.
Just means good luck. But here, it's basically sealing a deal. It's the convention within. It's what's called Minhag HaSochrim. Minhag HaSochrim does play a role in terms of Kinyanim, because that's, even in a contract, and in civil law, Havdil, Bein Kol Shechol, when you make a contract, so if there's a term that's somewhat vague, you construe it based on the way it's normally. That term is normally meant. Or if it's silent, then you look to the standard ways of dealing with contracts. Can't get away from it. So getting back to this issue. It's okay, not a problem. No apology necessary. I could have reined you in earlier. No. See, I'm a big boy. I could have put a stop to it earlier if I thought it was inappropriate. No, nothing to apologize for. So, just getting back to this, what we'll call for the moment the second answer, I'll pick everything up and have in mind. Oh, which answer is that next? I'm sorry. The third answer. Fourth answer? The fourth answer. Fourth answer. I'll have in mind. Have a second answer for today, but the fourth answer tells us, right? I'll take everything. Definitely lost them. I'll have in mind not to be yotzei. So what we're saying is that the mice and mitzvah, I can't do anything about that. Certainly can't do anything about the chafetz as was previously suggested. That's not the issue. The issue apparently is that what I'm able to do is I'm able to somehow retard the kiyum mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah.
Oh, but in the same action.
The action is.
I can pick up this cup and right now not be picking up the cup.
But no, you're picking
up. As far as the mitzvah.
Which means I'm still doing the maisa, right? But I don't want this maisa to be considered towards the mitzvah.
It will fulfill it in the same action 10 seconds later.
That's right, because what I want to kick in is the fulfillment. I'm not saying that I'm not doing the maisa. I can't do anything about that. The maisa is what it is. I can't say I don't want this to be the maisa. I could say I don't want this maisa to fulfill a mitzvah. I don't want this ma'aseh to do what it's normally supposed to do. I don't want this ma'aseh to work in the way that it's halachically intended to work.
Basically, you have to come to a mitzvah with the intent that this is for the mitzvah in order for it to.
Okay, so one second, that's what I want to get at. So according to this shita, how does over las yasan work?
Which one? The last one.
The one that we just discussed. Four. So-called four. What does overloss? When does the bracha have to, or when can the bracha still be considered?
Before
what? It doesn't have to be before the ma'isa.
Yeah, correct. It just has to be before.
Right, as long as the ma'isa, as long as the bracha is before the kiyum, it's still considered overloss yasam. Now, is that true of the first three answers?
Well, we don't learn it from the first answers, although it could be true.
But they don't seem to be—they don't seem to be satisfied with that. They
would argue and say that you can't actually perform the ma'isa. You have—that's dafka why you have to turn one upside down.
Right? Why exactly? Why are they all struggling to figure out a way where your ma'isa is not really being done yet? It's either on the table, you're not doing the ma'isa, or you're only doing half a ma'isa, or.
Mindset.
You haven't done it.
That's just those two, right? Right? Either you didn't do it, you took it upside down, or you took three out of four. Those are all what?
Partial mices or not the mice.
Exactly.
Itself.
In those three answers.
No, that would be the mice, but the mice incorrectly.
Right, meaning that's not the mice. That's not the mice.
You didn't
do the mice.
Parts of the mice and one thing isn't there is a lesser form.
No, it's not. No, the mice has to have all four.
You have to take all four of them. The mice has to take all four of them.
Yeah, I understand.
Three means not.
Three means absolutely.
Three is that you didn't do the. It's true in a physical sense.
Three with the fourth one upside down.
Yeah, that's not the ma'aseh mitzvah.
That means absolutely nothing.
Right. In the halachically, right. Right. So it sounds like that's the major divide between these four answers, at least, right? That the fourth answer is introducing a new idea. That when it comes to the bracha. In order to be over las yasan, it only needs to be over the kiyum. It need not be prior to the maisa. So if that's the case, why not do it in that way? Why not have it as close as possible to the kiyum? So I'll pick up everything, I'll have it in hand, I'll just have it in mind. That way it's as close as possible to the kiyum. Right? That would seem to be the best method, assuming over las yasan works in that way. That is to say that if over las yasan is still applicable when the bracha is said immediately prior to the kiyum, then of course I'll take everything, I'll have it in hand, then I'll make the bracha, and then right away my bracha is immediately attached to my kiyum. But Chaim is correct in saying that the first three answers are all grappling with how are we going to have it so that the bracha is prior to the ma'isa in the best way possible. Right?
Sounds that way. Over last year,
oh, you mean now you're saying it sounds like it's more in line like the first three shitos?
Yeah.
In the bracha, the lashon of the concept, over la asiya son. What's the asiya? Is the asiya the maisa or the asiya is...
Is there an asiya of the kiyum?
I mean the fulfillment. I didn't do the mitzvah. Can I say I did the mitzvah? Would you say a guy did the mitzvah if you just did the physical act? I mean, we could discuss this further. But the next issue that I think we need to take up is this question of the negative kavana a little bit in terms of the Tosos. Not the global issue, just in terms of how it factors in over here. I mean, obviously there's more to be said here as well. Yeah, you want to say something? I'm sorry.
What's the qualitative difference between case 2 and 3?
So, right, let's take that up also. What is accomplished? What's the rejection of answer number 2 by answer number 3? Within the realm, okay, maybe tomorrow we'll get the grease board back. Within the realm of those shitas that say that the bracha to be orlas yasin has to come before the ma'isa, what's different between answer number 2, which says take 3 out of 4, as opposed to saying take all 4 with 1 inverted? You want to give an answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
That the third one is impossible to fulfill the mitzvah. The second one is impossible to fulfill the mitzvah.
One second. In the second one, yeah.
So your action has no chance of fulfilling the mitzvah. However, in the third case, there is the potential to fulfill the mitzvah because you have the fourth one. It's, in other words, the object is there. It's just not oriented correctly. So the potential to fulfill the mitzvah is there, but it hasn't been actualized. Where in the second case, the potential itself is not even there, because you only have 3.
In terms of, let's say,
no, you're saying good.
Whatever you're, I'm just trying to explain whatever he's saying. If your connection to being able to fulfill the mitzvah.
In which case?
In either case. Is dependent.
Right.
On where you are. When you just have whatever you're holding in your hand, that's how close you are to fulfilling the mitzvah.
So when it's on the table, you're very far removed from it.
Right. When you have
3 out of 4,
you're still removed from it.
Yeah.
You're closer.
Right.
You're still removed from it far enough.
You can't
fulfill the mitzvah by yourself if you just had those 3.
Right.
Whereas by the fourth one, if it's inverted, you can still perform the mitzvah if you were in the middle of nowhere with nothing.
Right.
Whereas by the second answer, you only have 3 out of 4, you can't.
That's what you're saying, is the what's missing between the mice and the kiyam is less.
Yeah, because the potential is there.
That's good. I like that. I like that. Okay, we'll stop here, and hopefully we'll get to the latter half of this Tosos tomorrow.